This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, for the last 11 years, his government has been working hard for the betterment of each and every citizen of the society and giving them benefits of all the schemes without discrimination. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a public rally in Lucknow after inaugurating Rashtra Prerna Sthal on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India. PM Modi said, saturation of government schemes is the motto of his government and now crores of poor citizens are gaining benefits from them.
Humne antyodaya ko saturation. यानि संतुष्टिकरण का नया विस्तार दिया है सैचुरेशन यानि हर जरूरतमंद हर लाभार्थी को सरकार की कल्याणकारी योजनाओं के दायरे में लाने का प्रयास जब सैचुरेशन की भावना होती है तो भेदभाव नहीं होता और यही तो सुशासन है यही सच्चा सामाजिक न्याय है यही सच्चा सेक्युलरिज्म है।
President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Women and Child Development said that this year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been selected for this honour, who have demonstrated outstanding achievements in diverse fields, including bravery, sports and social service. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the national program marking Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Prime Minister will address the gathering on the occasion. Awardees of the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar will also be present during the program. Veer Bal Divas is observed to honour the bravery and sacrifice of the Sahibzades, Baba Zorawar Singh Ji and Baba Fateh Singh Ji, the young sons of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji. The annual observance was first announced by PM Modi during the Prakash Purab of Guru Gobind Singh Ji in January 2022. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate anti-terror conference in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Home Affairs said that the two-day conference is a meeting point for operational forces, technical, legal and forensic experts engaged in counter-terrorism for deliberations on issues impacting national security and threats emerging out of terrorism. The conference is being organized by the National Investigation Agency. The Railways has rationalized its passenger fare structure beginning today, with the objective of balancing affordability for passengers and sustainability of operations. Under the revised fare structure, ordinary non-AC, non-suburban services, fares have been rationalized in a graded manner across second class ordinary, sleeper class ordinary, and first class ordinary. In second class ordinary, there is no increase in fare for journeys up to 215 kilometers to ensure that short distance and daily commuters are not impacted. Meanwhile, there is no change in fares for suburban services and season tickets, including both suburban and non-suburban routes. A top Maoist leader, Ganesh Uike, has been killed in a joint security operation in Kandhamal district of Odisha. The top Maoist was carrying a reward of 1.10 crore rupees on his head. Ganesh Uike was a central committee member and Odisha in charge of the banned CPI Maoist. He was wanted in connection with several major Maoist attacks in different parts of the country. Five other Maoists were also reportedly killed in the encounter. In women's cricket, third T20 international between India and Sri Lanka will be played in Thiruvananthapuram today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. The hosts have taken 2-0 lead in the five-match series. India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim till Sunday. Dense fog conditions will prevail over parts of northeast, Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, entire northwest and sub-Himalayan region for next 2 days. The Weather Department also predicted cold to severe cold conditions in Haryana, Jharkhand, West Rajasthan and East Uttar Pradesh for the next few days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.